We're going to talk about feet.
That's right.
Later this morning.
May is Foot Health Month.
Ah, now it makes sense. May is Foot Health Month.
So and you only get one pair.
Well, and here we are 3 weeks into the month, and I'm not taking care of my foot health.
Well.
So there's still time. There's a whole 10 days of the month left where we can be better with our feet. We'll find out more on Family Matters coming up.
Back to Brian and Susan in the morning.
Starting your day right.
It is 8:52 and it is Wednesday, which means it's time for Family Matters. And we are talking foot health. Talking all about how to keep those little tootsies, just keep them going for the rest of your life. Because you only have one pair, right? May is Foot Health Awareness Month, by the way, and we are joined by podiatrist Kel Shurkin. He's got a private practice in the GTA, also co-author of a book. Is that right, Kel?
That's right.
How are you doing this morning?
Very well. I'm glad you mentioned Foot Health Month. May is International Foot Health Awareness Month, and the Ontario Podiatric Medical Association, together with Valiant Canada, have teamed together to promote Foot Health Month across Ontario. And this year, we're really promoting skin and nails as awareness. For example, most people don't even realize that you can wind up with major skin cancer on the bottom of the feet. Three types, from squamous cells to basal cells to malignant melanoma. You can wind up with major fungus infection of the skin and nails. Most common is fungal nails, and also corns and calluses. So bottom line is we're increasing our awareness to the public, and if they have any foot problems, the only person they should really see is their local podiatrist within their local area. And in order to find one, contact my association, the Ontario Podiatric Medical Association, and they'll give you the number and phone number of the one closest to you. So that's the reason for this phone call. That's what I'm trying to promote throughout the province, and that's where we are right now.
Fantastic. So, of course, as I said before, you know, you only get one pair of feet. They don't last forever. But why else should we be paying attention to our feet?
If you don't pay attention, you're going to be in constant pain. I just read a study just before I got online. Close to 80% of North Americans have foot problems. And most of us don't even admit to it. And most of us don't even go see their doctor or the podiatrist. And your foot is the foundation. As you said, we have one pair, lasts a lifetime. It cannot be replaced unless you want to wind up having the various spring mechanisms that we now have replaced for lost limbs, which most of us don't, obviously. And the foot is the foundation. Without solid feet, good healthy feet, the rest of your body will be affected and will be sore, and you can't participate in your sports, your general activity, in pain.
Right. So, Kel, what are we looking for? Like, is there, like, because, you know, sometimes you do exams looking for, like, moles and that sort of thing on your body, but what should we be looking for when it comes to our feet?
Okay. A couple things, as I said before, and this ties in perfectly with the topic of Foot Health Month this year. Skin cancers. Most of us don't even realize, when we sit on the beach, most of us do not put sunscreen on the bottom of the feet, the soles, and most of us forget to put it on the tops of the feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can get your skin cancers. If you have any, and there's a rule, the ABCDE rule, basically meaning the ABCDE stands for asymmetry, border, whereby the borders are regular, the colors uneven, the diameters are different. Lesion that's 6 millimeters or wider is most likely a melanoma. The appearance is always changing. These are the things you should look for, and if any of them are available or showing, you've got to go see your podiatrist. Fungal infections. Women in particular love wearing sandals during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women, a lot of people, have these ugly, thick, dry, cracked nails, which is most likely fungus. That can be treated. Your podiatrist is the one who will offer the best type of treatment, and there's various types of treatment, from topical medications to oral medications to laser, to making sure the shoes and socks are devoid of all organisms. Corns and calluses. Calluses are hard skin on the bottom of the foot. Corns are hard skin on the top of the foot. There are no roots to either corns and calluses. This is a misconception everywhere. Hmm. They're basic. They're basically a thickness of skin caused by friction, whether walking or whether the shoe's rubbing on the toe. So now you're having problems like that. Again, your podiatrist is the specialist who knows how to treat these problems, deals with not only symptoms, but also deals with the cause.
Right.
So they are the specialists to deal with when you have foot problems, foot-related problems.
Right. So I know that, everyone, we want to be foot smart this summer. So I know one tip, good, don't forget your feet when you're applying sunscreen, because I've been guilty of this before. My whole body is white, and there's my feet, bright red. And I know another thing, too, and I'm wondering if you could just maybe touch on this just quickly before we let you go. The importance of, like, if you're at a public pool or that kind of thing, the importance of keeping your sandals on, because I know that you can pick up stuff, too, if you're running around bare feet.
That's correct. I tell all my patients, whenever you're in a public place, anywhere, in the showers, in the locker room, or public pools, always make sure you have some sort of footwear on your feet so you are exposing the soles of your feet to the, so you're decreasing the exposure to the soles of your feet to the ground in which you're walking, because you can pick up from viruses like warts, mm-hmm. fungus infection. So they've got many types of water shoes which can be worn to and from the pool, public places. Be aware, be consciously aware. Even when you're drying your feet, when you're in the showers in the public places, make sure one foot is always standing or in a shoe, and when you're washing the other foot, and just change as you wash the other foot.
Right. Good call. Good call. Thanks for all the tips, Kel, and hope you have a great day. Anywhere that people can go and get some more information about how to be foot smart? Do you have a website or something?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, if you call the opma.ca, that's our website, opma.ca, we have a website that'll list all the podiatrists in the Ontario area, and then you'll find out the one that's closest to your location.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Cal.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.